It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. Now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, Mr. William Sackett. We are recording this program of the City Desk podcast on Thursday, June 28th, and it's 10:35 in the morning at Biloxi City Hall. Joining us, as always, is the city's public affairs specialist, Ms. Cecilia Dobbs-Walton. She's already yawning.
I'm already hungry. I've been sitting and working at my computer all morning.
We had a really big announcement this week in Biloxi, and that was whenever the folks gathered down at Margaritaville. I'm talking about city leaders, county leaders, local members of the state legislature, and Governor Phil Bryant and Secretary of State Delbert Hoseman. The big announcement is that the folks that operate Margaritaville are ready to move forward with a major expansion. This is something the people of Biloxi heard about back in October of 2016.
And I remember we talked about it on this podcast and discussed it when we were over there.
We did. And now they have received the green light from the Secretary of State. He has granted them a Tidelands lease, meaning that there was part of the project where they needed to use some what are known as state bottom lands or Tidelands. This goes back to the ebb and flow of the tides from the 1800s. The state maintains that they own that land where the tides used to flow. So in this case, Margaritaville, much like a lot of the casino resorts in Biloxi, had to obtain a Tidelands lease before they could move forward. They are happy to say, the Secretary of State and the Governor, they're all happy to say that now they've got the green light to move forward with a $140 million project. There's going to be a new hotel, which is going to be near the existing hotel. It's going to be 300 rooms, I think maybe 373 rooms. But the biggest thing, Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, is what's going to be sandwiched in the middle of those two high-rises.
It's going to be an amusement park area. The images that we've seen has a big Ferris wheel, so a lot of family activity or attractions to go on in that area.
William, we talk a lot about the appeal of the Mississippi Gulf Coast and Biloxi in particular about family entertainment, but this really plants a flag that says we are about family entertainment.
Oh, yeah. They used to have the various other companies who I won't mention in the surrounding area or 50 mile or 100 mile. If you saw the drawings, and I think they were in the paper, or you can see them online, et cetera, mm-hmm. This is huge, folks. You're talking about it's like the cherry on top of the icing of what you're going to have here on the coast. We all have wonderful amenities. We have gaming, we have golf, we have culture, we have history. This type of an amusement park, this is nationally postured.
Oh, it is. You're exactly right. Nationally postured, and I would dare say worldwide when you consider that Margaritaville brand name. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that makes it just so special for us is Jimmy Buffett's first playing gig was here in Biloxi. So the guy that originated the Margaritaville brand and has taken it around the world with legions of followers known as Parrot Heads, we will see that major expansion here. We did not hear any word yet on when they're going to start construction, when it's going to be opening its doors, but we know they're going to be coming forward. We also want to tip our hat to the Barrington Group. The Barrington Group came into Biloxi. They did the Bay Cove Retirement and Assisted Living Home nestled on the shores of the Back Bay. They also have done the White House Hotel, where they restored that jewel to its original grandeur. They then came forward with Margaritaville Phase 1. Then they started working on the old Santa Maria, the Watermark, and we are anxious to see when they're going to open the doors there. This would be the high-rise right north of the Biloxi Small Craft Harbor. They're working on it every day, and now Margaritaville Phase 2. So the Barrington Group and their subsidiary, Biloxi Lodging, which operates Margaritaville, we want to tip our hat to them and thank them for their confidence in the Biloxi market. So, Margaritaville was a big announcement. We had a lot of thousands, of more than 3,000 leaders from across the state in Biloxi this week.
Yes, that's for the MML, or the Mississippi Municipal League Conference. And it's over at the Coliseum, the Mississippi Coliseum Convention Center. And it started on Monday. It had many sessions and seminars for city people who work in city government within out the whole state for them to go to and get more information. There's also a big expo, which had a lot of booths set up. The city of Biloxi, we had a booth set up where people can come and get information on the city of Biloxi, what we have to offer. There was also a Parade of Flags event, which was on Tuesday, where we had our Volunteer of the Year, Officer Roderick Wiggins. He carried the city flag and paraded it down. And then I believe it wraps up today.
Yes, it does wrap up today. And what this is a chance for the city leaders from more than 300 cities and towns across the state. The difference between a city and town, by the way, has to do with population, how many people live there. So they were all here, boards of aldermen, city council members, municipal clerks, and they were here to discuss their common challenges and the solutions that they have come up with. They also received briefings from a number of state officials. One of the big ones was from the state auditor, on things you can do, things you can't do, and new rules and regulations that have come forward. Number of panel discussions about different issues, and as I recall, at the City of Biloxi welcome booth, was there gambling going on at that booth?
Yeah. Well, I guess you could say yes. We had a wheel of fun, as we called it, and we had visitors that walked around. They could spin the wheel, and they could win one of our gifts that we had to give away.
They gave away rain ponchos. They gave away first aid kits. They gave away, what else, pens, pencils, hats, what else?
Koozies. I think you named them all.
Yeah, so it was a pretty good thing where people could come and just know what we have to offer here. There was also a small replica of the Biloxi Archway from the town green. There was a small replica of that where people could stand under it and take a selfie. And it was pretty cool. We want to thank Bill Raymond. We want to stay our historical administrator. We want to thank Stacy Thacker, our municipal clerk. We want to thank who else? Kay Miller, our downtown services manager, and Lori Rossetti, who works over in the office with Kay. They all came together to pull this booth off to where our visitors could learn a little bit more about Biloxi and maybe take home a prize. What else do we have going on in Biloxi?
Well, we have a lot of going on in Biloxi, a lot of development, a lot of construction. Just to let you know that you can look every week. You can go to our – we post it on our BMail that we usually do on Monday or Tuesday. But on our city website, over under resources at the bottom, you can click weekly reports, and you can click on that, and it gives a report from our police, fire, community development, and engineering department, which lets everybody know, of course, the calls and the services that the city of Biloxi fire and police department did for that previous week. But it also gives you information on community development, such as building permits. This week, we were able to put a little bit of information about what permits were put out, so what you can expect to see to be built in the near future, and also our engineering department lists the projects that they are working on throughout the city.
Yeah, it's really, William, it gives you an inside peek at how many calls for service the police department handled. It tells you what those calls were about. It tells you how many calls the fire department made in that previous week. To give people an idea, there's about 2,400 calls that are made by the police department. 2,400 calls for service. That's how many times they encounter have something going on with the public. The majority of those calls are officer initiated, where they will go up and talk to the public and just see how they're doing, etc. That is a call for service. Another call for service would be anytime somebody calls 911. And then they have about 2,400 on any given week. You do the math on that. You figure a 40-hour week, but it's not a 40-hour week. It's 24/7. On the fire department side, they have about 125 calls for service. And a lot of people will think, Cecilia, that it's the fire department, so therefore we have a lot of fires when you consider 125 calls a week. But they're not fires.
No, they're not. Probably about 80% or two-thirds of the calls that the fire department receives are medical calls. So every time someone calls 911 for a medical emergency, the fire department runs their truck in that area out there to provide service. And a lot of times they get there before anybody else's. I believe they have, a three-minute response time?
3 to 5 minutes, depending on where you are in the city. But generally, it's a three-minute response time. And, of course, William, 3 minutes will seem like an eternity.
Yes. And where can I see and find all this again?
And it's on the City of Biloxi's website over on the right under the word resources, and you'll see weekly reports. Click on that tab.
Folks, you just think about that. I know we say it every week glibly, but let's just stop in the middle of the broadcast and say it. It's biloxi.ms.us. Mm-hmm. You ought to go and visit this and really explore it.
Yeah, the big thing is it gives you some insight into what our department's doing. Not a lot of cities offer that type of information online. You go over to the right side of the page, you will see a headline that says resources, and just about all the way at the bottom of it, it says the week in review or weekly reports. And then right underneath that is the Restore Biloxi page. You click on that, and the Restore Biloxi page is a brand new video we put out, Cecilia, this month's video to show you the work that they're doing out there. This would be Oscarinda. What did Oscarinda have to report in this month's video?
Well, they had a lot to report. They have a lot of streets that have, what is it, the base?
The base coat of asphalt. And what that means, you know, the mayor says, well, now don't tell everybody they're finished. The big thing that people want to see is instead of me driving on a dirt road, I'm now driving on asphalt. I don't think they really care if it's the finished coat of asphalt. And the only way that you can tell it's not the finished coat is when you come up to a manhole or when you see the curbing on side of the street, there'll be about an inch difference. And that's because they're waiting to the last thing they're going to do is come put the final coat on that. Why don't they put the final coat on it now? Because they've still got heavy machinery that is operating, crossing those roadways, and they don't want to put the final coat until they're ready to put the final coat. The Shuckers are back in town.
They are back in town. They're playing the Mobile Bay Bears. It starts tonight, and it goes through, I believe, Tuesday. And each day they have these great promotions for people to be active in instead of just watching the baseball game, which is fun. But there's also things to do like drink specials, and they have like different events like military night where they wear jerseys and military people get discounts every Friday. They have a post-game fireworks show on Mondays. They have a dog on Monday where you can bring your dog and sit on the berm and watch the game. So you can bring some family members to come out and watch the game.
And if you look at the story we just posted online, it tells you all of the specials that they have going on every day and the ticket discounts that they have. What they're trying to do, William, is to show that minor league baseball is much more than just about what takes place on the field.
And you know, the exciting thing is each of these events, folks, we describe them briefly here, wonderful family outings. What a way to learn, you know, even if you're not into baseball at all, it's still a great way to get together, maybe learn the sport, and get a further insight into this wonderful place called Biloxi.
True, and they have a gift shop, which I thought was pretty cool. I went there yesterday. The gift shop is actually at the stadium, and it is open, I believe, pretty much every day. So even when there isn't a game or there isn't anybody on the field, you still get to go on to, you know, at the stadium, go up the stairs and go into the gift shop, and then you look to your left, and then, wow, there it is. There's the field. I mean, yesterday they were just watering the grass, and there were kids there with their parents that were just going around taking pictures. You're more than welcome to do that. It's pretty cool. You know, not many places you can go to a gift shop at the stadium and actually see inside the stadium on the diamond when there's no one there.
Usually you can only do it when they're on game day, but here you can pretty much do it every day. The big thing too to remember about minor league baseball is it is affordable. You can get a seat out on the berm out in the area along the outfield and have a picnic out there. You're looking at $7. Now there's another ticket package where it costs $60. For that $60, you're looking at four tickets. In addition to the four tickets, you get a soft drink, you get a hot dog and potato chips, in addition to your seat. So
wow.
you go to a minor league or major league baseball game, you're looking at $400 or $500. So there is a big difference here in the type of atmosphere and the affordability that they are trying to present with the Shuckers games. We've talked about off the field. Let's talk about on the field. On the field, the Shuckers just wrapped up a 6-game series in Chattanooga. They are arriving back in town. They probably got in last night, so they're going to be playing tonight. They won the first half of the season for their division. They had the top record. They were number one. But that's only the first half of the season. Now, they don't give you a crown or a trophy until the second half. They have a 4-2 record right now for the second half. They are currently at the top of the division, and they are there with Pensacola, the Wahoos. The Blue Wahoos are also in first place, but it's very early, only a 4-2 record. Their first, they won 35-36 games in the first half of the season. So there's a long ways to go, and there'll be a lot of entertainment. Okay, we got fireworks shows coming up.
Yes, we have, of course, the Biloxi Shuckers. They're going to do their fireworks show on Tuesday. First of all, I'm going to say the 4th of July is on Wednesday this year. July 4th is on Wednesday next week. And the Shuckers will have their fireworks extravaganza on that Tuesday right before, and it'll be right before their game. I believe that, again, that would be the last one that they play at the homestead with the Mobile Bay Bears. Now, on Sunday, this Sunday, we have the Back Bay Fireworks Show, which is where you can go and either watch the fireworks show from the Scarlet Pearl or the IP. And then on Wednesday, on the 4th of July, I know I kind of said this out of order, but on Wednesday, on the 4th of July, the city of Biloxi, well, actually not the city, the Biloxi will have their extravaganza where it's actually, I believe, the Boom Boom Committee, and they shoot off fireworks from Deer Island, and that will be at 9 p.m.
Yeah, they're going to have a barge right inside of Deer Island, and it's called the Boom Boom Committee, and what the Boom Boom Committee does is they go around to leading businesses in the city, and they collect money to help put on the fireworks show. It's a $40,000 show, and it's going to last 18 minutes. Mayor Holloway right now is rolling over in his grave at the thought that we are going to blow. We're going to burn $40,000 in 18 minutes. So, and this was the first year in many. Well, actually, Mayor Gilich is in Croatia right now. He took his wife, he took his children, and his grandchildren all over to Croatia. When's he due back?
He's due back on Friday, but July the 6th, I believe, okay, whatever that Friday is. Yeah, the 6th.
Yeah, we try to forget that date when he's going to be coming back. But this was the first year in probably 20 years that we did not have a mayor at the Municipal League to welcome the convention. Our friend from Gulfport, the mayor of One Coast, Billy Hughes, was there to welcome everyone to the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Well, maybe our beloved mayor, something like Mayor Holloway, doesn't want to watch $40,000 in acting.
No. So Mayor Gilich is going to miss that, but we do know that he is back to the home of his ancestors. He's going to probably come back with 5 million ideas on things we can do here in Biloxi. And what he's done, you got to have an acting mayor when the mayor's out of town, and he has a rotating system that he started when he first became mayor, and in the rotation right now, it's Kenny Glavin is serving as acting mayor. And Cecilia, I think that pretty much wraps up everything that we had to talk about in the show today. William, you said it best at midway through. People need to look at that website, biloxi.ms.us. The B News, our B News monthly newsletter, is going to everybody in Biloxi, and Knight Abbey's bringing it to the post office today. We want to thank Robin Stevens over at the Ad Group, did another great job. Robin Stevens Lund putting it all together, making sure it looked good, and we want to thank our growing lineup of advertisers. Anything else?
Just one thing we didn't mention, that we will this year have a fireworks free zone again on the beach. It'll be from the Biloxi Small Craft Harbor to Oak Street to watch the fireworks on July the 4th.
We said, by the way, that we've got three fireworks shows. We actually have four if you consider the Shuckers are kicking off the weekend on Friday night. Then there's another show on Sunday, and then the Shuckers is on Tuesday, and then, of course, the Biloxi show on Wednesday. You cannot find that many fireworks anywhere else in the world, maybe except at Disney World.
You've been listening to City Desk. News and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.
You did good, Rita.